So we're learning, bring the brain back for humanity. Bring the soul back. Bring the Nefesh Elikus back. So people can start thinking again. Start having a neshama. Neshama lach. Beguf shucha. They say it. Corrects us, straightens us out.
Yeah.
Erev Shabbos.
I know.
Purim Katan.
Oh, today's Purim Katan.
Yes. And it's Shovivim Tat.
Wow.
It's the completion of Shovivim. The Shlemus is
We made it.
Yeah, eight Heilige Wochen, 8 weeks.
We made it.
Of Tshuva, Tikkun HaBris,
yeah.
Getting Mochin, Moich Shalat Al Alev, like we're learning
here. Kaken, we call it. That's,
yeah. Getting our Mochin back, getting our Neshama back.
Right.
And bringing it back for Am Yisrael, for our Mishpochas. But after learning all the important thing about Mochin, as we just last two words we just had, Mechabad Shabbat Mochin.
There's a term called stinking thinking.
Yeah.
So stink it like a stinking thinking, you know?
Okay.
So me and my friends used to call it Moichin de Kaken.
Okay, I got it. It's an inside joke.
Inside joke, Moichin de Kaken.
I was watching a comedy guy and some guy got up and started saying inside jokes and then no one's getting it. And he's like, you are just saying inside jokes that people like, you find funny and probably the people in your community find funny, but nobody here finds funny. So he's just like roasting the guy. Achinek siv la'um yomats. It's written, however, one nation shall prevail over the other nation. Yeah, there's a struggle within. This is what we're learning. So we set up the army field, yeah, the strategy.
Yeah.
We have one ear. My friend here, Dr. Jerome, corrected me. He has a Tanya Shear as well, worth listening to. You basically one ear and two kings fighting it out. The king on the good force, yeah, is not Luke Skywalker, it's the Heilige Nefesh Elikus. Yeah, and it's fighting out with the Heilige Neshama in the Mayach and in the right side of the heart. And it's all about his bonus and the Galus Aboyer. That's the Koyach and Mayach. And then the other side of the heart is the left Nefesh Smoli, or the Lev Smoli, and that's where the Eitz Horas hangout is. Yeah, those street hangouts, the drug dealers and all that stuff.
Garbage.
So that's on the left side of the heart. And that's making war, wants to send its blood all around the body and take over. And then through the nefesh.
He wants to do a jihad on your neshama.
Yeah, jihadi.
He wants to jihad your nefesh.
So it says, omets. It's a nation, one nation shall prevail over the other nation. This is referring to Yaakov and Esav. There was an eternal struggle between good and evil, between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is Ishtam, Oshav Olim. Sadik, learning Torah, bringing beautiful mishpacha. Esav was a gangster, bringing down way too many souls, but not the right kind, like all gangster children, eventually came out in the form of Amalek, which is the arch enemy. So we are, like Mordechai and Haman, and through all the generation, there's a constant struggle between us and them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Purim, it's Mordechai and Haman, then all the way down to Mach Shemo, or the jihadis, and Siddiqim and Amiso, yeah? That's mm-hmm. what we're dealing with till now. Ki haguf nikra ir katana. And this is internally now. We're going inner. Because the guf is like a small city. Shnei melachim. Here we go. Correcting what I said. It's two kings with one city. That's the correct way to understand. I think I might have said it differently. Like two ears, like two sides of the heart. No. It's one body, one human being with two kings. Nechamim al ir achas. They're all fighting over one city. Seichel echad watzalik kivshel amoylech aleya. The two souls of a nation and one body are just two kings who wage war over a city, which each wishes to capture and dominate even against its will and to rule over the consent of the populace. You know, that's what's going on. You have inside you all these different voices all vying for power. Stay in bed. Don't go to learn Tanya. Yeah, you've had a hard week. You went to America last week. You have all those voices. Yeah, your wife, you know, help my wife more, that from Yetzer, yeah? And then the Yetzer Tov comes in and goes, da-da-da-da-da-da, puppy power, yeah? No, I didn't say that. He comes and says, Torah, and you go and you learn Tanya. Da'ainu lahanig yoshve kiritzono. Let's say each king wishes direct inhabitants according to his will. Yisarem mishmoysem b'cho ashe yigzo'aleim. So they obey him and all his decrees upon them. So the king saying, Torah, Tanya, davening, yeah? Chana for Shabbos. Show them tat, Purim Katan. You have some crazy guy on the phone.
Go to the mikveh.
Yeah.
We need to get this mikveh in the shul.
Yeah, it'd be so much better. Sort of like, can learn Tanya in the mikveh.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sitting there in the hot water, just
with,
you and me. Just
with
like
a cappuccino.
Learning Tanya with a cappuccino. I mean, I have trunks on or something, just, you know, so it's not inappropriate.
I think
it's a good idea. So too, I mean, there are some stories of Rogan, and it's not like that. But we won't go into that now.
Right.
Kein Nefashah, so too the two souls, the divine soul, Elikis, V'chiyunis, Behemis, Shebeklipa. Yeah, there's the divine soul. And then I said to my wife, we need to go to Beitar today. I need to deposit some money, but also, I mean, I could do it electronically, but I like the idea of actually putting it in the bank. But the idea of Chiyonis, or Behemis, Shekliper, I'm going to go get some Hayuing, some Ami. Yeah,
right.
Probably won't end up buying Ami. But the idea of this Behemis, Shebeklipa, the Nechama Zeh, Imzeh, Alguf, Lekol, Avarav. And it's a war against each other over the body and its organs. Shalakis chaf sabitzayna shitiye he levada mevashes alav aminicha gaso. The divine soul's war inside is that she alone rule over the person and direct him. So it's interesting. It's feminine. It's lashon nekeve, yeah, feminine soul. Interesting. The soul is, like, I suppose, married to Hashem, but the concept is, whether it's man or woman, yeah, we're not getting into the identity. The main point is that it wants to rule over the person and direct him towards
right.
Hashem. Kol havarim yesarim mishmasa b'tenim alei legamrei. So that all the organs are subject to her discipline and follow and obey her dictates, and they surrender themselves completely to her. So the neshama mivar markavale, and they become a chariot for her. So this is a very important concept. When you want to talk about bittul and doing what's in Hashem, we usually use the word markava, chariot.
Right.
Like Tesla style. So yeah, not self-driving cars, where they're actually tuned into the driver. The driver's like Neuralink. You stick the thing in your head,
right,
and the car follows your brain.
Yeah. That's going to be a new thing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We're going to be extinct soon, almost.
No, we need Mashiach to come. That's where it's happening.
The Yidden are not, because we have Tanya.
Yeah, we have Torah.
We're
the only people left with the people of the book who actually will learn Svarim.
Right.
Everyone else would just upload themselves to the cloud and disappear. Yeah. Or they'll serve Hashem. Because they'll realize Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Meved, and they realize I'm a Nifra, and Mashiach will be here. It'll be good days. We're waiting for it. Now is a good time for Mashiach to come, definitely.
I don't mind it.
Save us from all what's coming. That's why, like, you know, look how quick internet got incorporated into our lives. We're talking about, it's a 40-year-old thing. It's now like completely overrun our
it's
functionality.
Crazy.
And then AI is coming. It's also coming up to around 40 years of its concepts. And it's going to kick in the next year, few years. I already did a few posts recently with AI.
Yeah.
It's a real part. It's already becoming incorporated in our work, in our, you know.
Scary.
And then the Google AI has gone all woke. It's like complete nonsense. Like Ben Shapiro talking about it yesterday. And Elon Musk is making fun of it also. And it's like, for example, it's got black Nazis. And when you ask for a picture of a Nazi, or American Indian ones, like, it's so dumb because it has to be, what's the word?
Diversified.
Yeah, diversified. So then it just distorts history. It asks you about, you know, the times of George Washington and, you know, who was, you know, the leaders of that time. And it will, like, won't even put, none of the pictures will come up would be a white guy.
Right.
It'd be like some American Indian, some Asian person. Like,
from a Tanya perspective, I think America has just lost their Kalim.
Yeah.
Like, they have no Kalim anymore.
The idiots who run Google, they're supposed to be these highly intelligent, you know, leaders of thought, and they've lost their heads. I mean, why are they distorting history? You plug into AI, what the truth, the facts, that's it, only. No agenda, no woke-ism, that's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that in the pack. Of history that should never be included. You have the opportunity now to define the education, the AI tutors that are going to come to our children and teach us, our kids, facts. Instead, they're going to teach a bunch of woke garbage. What are they trying to destroy humanity? Is it these? They're probably from the Samach Mem. I mean, or they've been taken over by the Samach Mem. Well, we're learning here that it's a war, so maybe they've completely become dominated by the Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara's facts is all just garbage.
Yeah.
It's all pollution. It doesn't. It's not emes or sheker. So it's becoming a war between emes and sheker. We have to be the people of truth, because the world is going to be consumed by sheker, where they're not even going to historically. If a kid's going to learn all this information from Google and Google's AI is woke, then it's going to learn sheker.
It feels like it's Mitzrayim.
It's like complete shachranus. So then, if someone's learning shachranus, and as they're as their guide in life, so they're feeding their nefesh behemis. Or not even, they don't even have a nefesh behemis, so they're giving klipas to mares. This is pure shtiyot. Recover leah. And they become a chariot. If we do it the other way around with Torah mitzvahs, recover for Torah. You levush la'esa b'chinas gimel levusha in his karm neil bushu kulam b'avaria guf. Where a divine soul desires that the organ be a garment, an instrument of expression for 10 faculties, and 3 garments of thought, speech. Remember, we said machshava diba ma'aseh. And every week, the Ben Ish Chai said last week, counts up to Shabbos. It's ma'aseh, diba machshava. You get to Shabbos, you get the neshama, the pneumius of it. That's like the menorah. There's 3 branches one side. The other 3 branches, the 3 days afterwards, you're bringing down the Shabbos through machshava diba ma'aseh.
Yeah.
So it goes up 3 and comes down 3. And that's every week we're going, and we're masakin these 3 levushim. Shabbos is masakin it. V'hiu guf kula male mehem levadim. And the entire body should be permeated with them alone. That's what your divine, the whole body is permeated with what? With the divine soul alone. That's it.
I'm going to write the part for Barb, just 1 second, catching up here.
Yeah, you're spiritualizing your body, just like the menorah is spiritualizing the week, spiritualizing humanity. Pure, Shemazai Zach, this week's parsha, it's a sava. It's a pure light. Zach, it doesn't have any of these impure chochmas, and that's the key, that we're purifying us, our whole machshava diba ma'aseh towards the neshama. All 10 aspects of our being are lit up with avodas Hashem, with the ratzon Hashem, with the neshama b'kirbi v'taharahi. It's a pure neshama. None of this garbage.
Practical lessons. Your divine soul and animal, pleasure-seeking soul, are both competing for control of your body.
Right.
The way to ensure that the divine soul wins is by meditating about God, using the techniques described in the Tanya, so that your heart will become saturated with love for God.
Yeah, this really, the Tanya is a whole sefer of Hisbonenus and the Goddess of Bo.
It really is.
So what we're going to say, the Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't talk about that so much. I was talking to a Chabadnik yesterday, actually, David Jerome, about it. He's a Chabad Neshama that came through Torah's Chabad, not through anyone brainwashing him. So he came through a pure way of just purely learning. So that his Neshama lit up for Torah's Chabad. So he himself knows that based on the Babich Rebbe, his Torah is, you don't hear much about his bonus on the Gadol Sabor. What do you hear from the Babich Rebbe? Ikihi Amaisa. The main thing is action.
Right.
So he, the Rebbe, is 7 generations later of the Balatani, is bringing it down, that we're realizing for our door that we have to do. We spoke about this yesterday. You need a lot of action. A lot of mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and guidance from those who are holding in Chabad, in his bonus on Gadol Sabor. So that our Torah is coming from a pure pace of meditation on the greatness of Hashem, and not for meditation on the greatness of Hollywood or something. Hashem. Yeah. Lo yavazah batocham Hashem. See? No alien would be allowed to pass through the organs. So the animal soul has no influence on this person.
Wow.
It's like it's fenced off already. He's made his boundaries. You know, we talk about nowadays healthy boundaries. You have to make a healthy boundary with Nefesh Bahamas. Can't say, no, sorry, mate. We don't listen to you all day. We're not letting the Nudnik run our life. Let's say the 3 brains, the 3 sections of the brain, Chochmah being a das, Chochmah I think is the right side, being is the left side, das is the middle, would be permeated with the Chabad of the divine soul.
Yeah.
She Chochmah is Hashem vinoso, namely in discerning God and understanding Hashem. This is based on a pasuk. The Chochmah Hashem vinoso, and understanding Him. Applying the faculties of Chochmah and being into the understanding of godliness. This bonen, here we go, this is Chabad all the way. This bonen, we go, Losso Asher ad Ein Cheke ve Ein Sov. My ponderings understand for infinite greatness of these 2 faculties, Chochmah and Bina. The Hodlid Mehen, see, this is explaining. Chochmah is a spark. Das is building on it. Bina is building on it. And Das is now the integration, is the applying it. We said yesterday, right, we bought that sheet, when we had 3 concepts. Yeah, what was the Chochmah? Wisdom, I think.
Yeah.
And then Bina was Simcha. And then, because when you understand, you get Simcha. And then Das was Yichud, was unification.
Yeah.
But Holid Mehen, when these 2 unify, Chochmah and Bina, the Abba and the Ima, what does it create? Children. Yeah. Ayidei Hadas, through that pain, and when, what is the concept of, what is the connection, what's the concept of when Adam Rishon knew his wife, what did it call it? Das.
Right, he knew her.
To know her is that integration, and that brings down children. Idea Das, a year of Moichom Apachel Hashem Belibo. So then the Das now comes through the Chochmah Bina, and pondering Hashem's greatness will give birth to an awe of Hashem, and a dread of Hashem in his heart. And now you won't be over near Vera. You're not going to want to eat.
Trepidation.
Yeah, you're going to eat, be at a place and you're going to say, wait a minute, this might not be Meyachuz kosher. Yeah, the heksher looks a bit, you know,
right.
Like it was made up, some business gangster, pretend rabbi. I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah? I once took a picture of a heksher in the old city and sent it to some Dayanim Rabbonim, and they said, nah, it's a bunch of bobkas.
Right.
This is like some fake basting that's going around.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was an old city.
There was a heksher in New York. And yeah. Place, do you ever hear Trader Joe's?
Oh, really?
Trader Joe's is a big Indian in New York. There's, yeah. A lot of the products in the New York one is kosher, but there's one heksher that looks like a kosher heksher. It's like a K and a
Chaf. Yeah, and it has all the zaffin.
And someone one time posted on my community chat the picture of the heksher, and it was right next to the ingredient list. And you looked at the ingredient list, and one of the ingredients was like mamish, like pig. It said like lard or like
gelatin,
pork chops, like mamish, like chazer treif, as like chazer treif as you get. It was like a piece of cheese. Yeah. It said like, you know, cooked. It was like brined in like, you know, like pork gelatin or something.
Yeah.
Mamish, like mamish.
So if you don't have your shemaim, you just go to the supermarket and you just take whatever you feel like. You're just emotional based.
You have trepidation.
You're having a woke moment in the supermarket where you're just
meditation.
You're living trepidation. Yeah, you're living after your emotions. So you're just buying whatever you feel. Yeah, I feel like this. Yeah, but if you're your shemaim, you'll look at the heksher and you'll say, wait a minute, I never seen this. You take a picture, it takes 2 seconds on WhatsApp, forward it to a rabbi, he knows what he's talking about, and he'll say, no. Or you can even look it up on a website. They have these kosher websites which you can even plug in different things, and it will tell you, no, this is not listed.
Right.
And you don't buy it.
Yeah.
Don't just believe whatever you know, whatever you feel like. You have to actually be Yerushalayim about it.
Be Yerushalayim.
And that's where the Hizbonenus and the greatness of Hashem implants this Chochmah Bina, that influences your action. Oh yeah, then you like only I'll only my, eat this like, heksher. But that's politics. Usually.
My in-laws are doing that now with like coming to for Pesach. It's driving us crazy.
Oh, all the different like from a heksher.
I'm like, just you think Pesach programs in America are kosher? They're not. Like
well, they're kosher, but just not like
they're not actually kosher. You think there's no chametz and everything? Like if Goyim, mamish, they don't give a darn about us. Running the kitchen, 99% of the guys who work there are not Jewish.
Oh.
And like you don't think that like if they're eating their cheeseburger, they're.
It's funny. I have no muzzle with booking Pesach programs almost, and this year it looked like my main bookings all got cancelled. Could be they're trying to figure out how to fix it, but we'll wait and see. But either way, I just don't feel like I get much muzzle with Pesach programs. I never, like, felt like it was
with in the Aris or in the Chutz of
in
the
Aris. Lights. I book outside. I booked a well-known singer and a well-known comedian who was just on Kill Tony. Which is a big opportunity.
And it didn't work out?
It looks like the program cancels, but they moved. They didn't cancel the program. They canceled the venue. The venue canceled for some reason. Like you say, maybe it was a Castro's issue, a fight
over
this or that. Now they're moving to another program in the Catskills, joining together with them. And the guy who owns the Catskills says, I don't need your guys. He already gave deposits. You know, we pretty much agreed on the contract. Yeah, he wouldn't sign the contract, but he agreed on the contract. So now I'm just waiting for like them to say, no, that apparently the guy in Catskills is reconsidering. Maybe he does want your guys. But I haven't yet updated my guys because I'm waiting to hear what they really want. I don't want to go back and forth. It's annoying. So we're like, you know, once you agree, I mean, he's pretty much agreed, the guy. I have a contract with him, which he said the contract's good to go. He just never signed it, but he said it as an email. But I asked the lawyer and they said the contracts, emails, deposits and emails are pretty binding when someone says it's like that's good enough kind of thing. We don't actually sign the paper.
Right.
But sometimes in court it's good to have it actually the actual signed document.
Right.
But I don't want it to go to court. It's not that it's not worth enough money. So I just I don't know. I just want the year to do the right thing. That's what it comes down to. But it just feels like these pacing programs just don't have the they just don't have the Sata Dishmaya. There always seems to be some sort of like scandal or something goes off, some sort of like,
right.
It doesn't, I mean, maybe there's a whole bunch work out, but there's a bunch that don't. And I hear about it every year. And I thank Hashem I'm not involved in it usually, but this year I'm sort of caught up with one story. I
hope. Have you ever gone to them?
I've never been away for Pesach.
It's a sad scene.
I've only ever
eaten at home. Life.
Or like the most frum, Haredi, like Chabad, like family. Never like whatever. Always the most Hamisha Pesach.
Right.
I don't even think I've eaten out for Pesach, as far as I know.
Right.
Like so stum.
I've been to like basically programs most of my life, since I was a kid even.
Yeah, it's very common in America, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like the
Eretz Yisrael Chassidim mishnished. What's the word? Mish?
You don't mish?
Don't mish, yeah. Don't
really?
Mix. I mean, I've been to places where they do, but I mean, I'm open to it because I think socializing is connecting to other people, especially when you're bad at chewing, you don't have much family.
Right.
You've got to be like real. Like, I'm not into the frum Yetzer Hara of it. But the beauty of my wife, I mean, she works hard. The quality of the food she makes is so healthy and clean and natural and no additives, and it's so good for the nefesh and the neshama. I always like love my wife's Pesach food. I feel like I get my renewal of emunah for the year, literally. And a lot to do with it is doing it at home.
I agree. It's so beautiful to do it at home.
Weinberg is very strong about it, no?
Betach, yeah, he's not a big fan of the
I always remember making fun, always, since the 90s even. And it's just got worse with the advertisements and stuff. That's one of the reasons I don't want to get AMI, because I just have to torture myself seeing all these like resorts that I'm definitely not going to.
It's mamish, it's the worst. Like the behavior is like terrible. You can become like it's just...
Is it Nefesh Elikis?
It's all like Nefesh Bahamas, like in the worst ways. It's a very sad scene. But then it's dressed up in the Nefesh Elikos, right? Because there's like a shiur, and there's a lecture, and there's a daf yomi, and you're just like, the place is void of any.
I mean, I used to listen to Rav Wallerstein, and he'd like try really make it the best. Like, he'd work really hard to bring the neshama to these places.
Right. But it's hard. Then
you have a rabbi like him who was most Nefesh. Like, he'd keep all the, like, as much as he could, and really focus in on the Haggadah and. Like, it depends who it is doing it, you know?
Right.
I still feel that there's always a way to Makadish everything if it's done.
Oh, there are, like, meaning it's not every person.
Like these Chabadniks who do these Pesach programs in India or wherever, they're literally Makara of people who wouldn't have a Pesach program.
Right, that's a different Indian.
So that's like a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. Right. I mean, I went to those when I first came to Eretz Yisrael. There's a guy with Sholem Marx. He was a Holocaust survivor. And his wife was a very wealthy lawyer. And with his wife's money or whatever he had, they would feed everyone both nights of Seder night. And there'd be hundreds of people there. And I went to my Seder nights by him. And he spoke, you know, beautifully, a guy from the Holocaust. And his wife was a powerhouse.
Wow.
And it was powerful to be at such a Seder. I mean, it was a bit of a balagan.
What was his name?
But Sholem Marx.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Holocaust survivor. So, I mean, that some people do these amazing chassodim with the Seder night. For people like myself, I didn't have anywhere to go at that point. I was new. So it's amazing, these kind of things.
Mm.
I went to Gutman Locks. You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
2 years in a row, I think I went to him. Gutman Locks is, they call him Guru Gil. He was like a Baal Teshuva who went through India and became a famous guru, and, like, sitting in Manhattan Park with followers and wouldn't speak. And then ended up becoming a Baal Teshuva Lagamre. And puts tefillin on people by the Old City. He's one of my old friends.
Old City is.
I still speak to him. He's still around.
It's so scary.
Yeah, he bought an apartment there, and he davens nates every day and puts some tefillin on people all day, and writes Torah.
The lady told me she went to this other lady. Oh, it's a similar story. Like, the husband was like a football player.
Yeah. So that was my first Seder night in Eretz Yisrael, was by him. I got so shook. There was so much wine. He has like a minhag to get drunk, but like in a ruchnius way. It was very spiritual. He has these giant dalet kosas.
Wow.
So you just by drinking dalet kosas, you get shukha. You don't even have to add any extra.
That's kavat. All right.
And you just go off into this other world, you know, it's great. And it spiritualized me. Avos Hashem Keish, he doesn't, by the way, use cook meat. He's vegetarian. But it's the best vegetarian food I've ever eaten in my life. It's like whatever you can do instead of, he manages to figure it out.
In general, doesn't eat meat or just by the
doesn't,
Seder?
Doesn't.
So I've eaten by people who don't eat meat or chicken by the Seder. Like they'll have boiled.
Oh, that's a different thing, yeah. That's because of the Korban Pesach.
Because of Korban Pesach, so they don't want to have any, like, food.
No, no.
And so we start.
Yom Tov, you have to eat. V'havas Hashem, K'esh Beres, Belibo, K'rish Be'la Havas. There will also be born a contemplation of love of God burning as hot like a flame, like fire flashes. This is the kind of Pesach you want. You're just on fire for Hashem. Be'eris, Belibo, K'rish Be'la Havas. I remember by Rashi Maya, we, like, finished davening at, like, 9:30, 10, like, fire, Eish, the hallow after davening. It's, like, the biggest Eish, out of fire. I didn't even know there's a bit of a pressure because we've got to make chassos, but then he doesn't really make chassos. He has some sort of tanoi that, you know, Evanezel from the, you know, Shemishmul's tata. He has this Avnei Nezer's tanoi that you have in mind that, you know, if I make it before chassos, then this kazayas and matzah is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Chilas Matzah before Chatzos Afikomen, and if I don't make for Chatzos, then then I'm Mekayim the according to Shita of, you know, Rabbi Lazar, whatever it is, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar.
Right.
Mekayim now the Chilas Matzah of Afikomen. Chulis, so you have this tanoi. I mean, you obviously have to say it correct, not like I just did, and you say it correct, and you have a tanoi, and you do your best to now go through the Seder with Hoyud Neshama. Now I'd arrive to Rav Simaya's Seder at 5 in the morning, and he'd be in the middle of Nishmas.
Wow.
I just went to Rachmanstrisk. He was still in the middle of Hallow. And I'd go to the Rebbe Sumaya. I just saw the Rachmanstrisk Rebbe, by the way, by my Rebbe, by Tom Rebbe. He came for the Shabbat Brachas. I saw him Mamash as I was leaving, he was coming. But anyway, I used to go to Rachmanstrisk, amazing. And then, so Sumaya, 5 in the morning, Nishmas. It opened the door for, what's it called? For, what's the end of the... No, after the end of Ne'ilah, not Ne'ilah. No, the end of the Seder night.
Nirtza.
Thank you. So Nirtza, he'd open the doors. The only time he'd open the door for guests, and we'd all come in around 5:30, and we'd sing and dance like around 6:30. Go to mikveh and start davening shacharis. That was the Seder night. There was no sleeping, nothing. And I used to do this every year when I lived next to Rav Simaya Zilberg.
That's holiness.
It was amazing. I had such, I didn't sleep all night and all day. I was just fiery davening. Come back for Yom Tov, like, just in another world. And then I'd crash. The crash after that was mad, but it was worth it. Because it was, you know, all the matzah, the wine, no sleep, the coffee. And you get, by the time I get home, I'd be just like, oh, smench.
So I was beginning to sleep, to stay up the whole night at the Seder learning.
Yeah, but there's no time. It's the whole night is the voda, yeah?
That's what I'm saying. It's a beginning to stay up the whole night, I think, of Pesach, the first night.
Yeah. I usually get to bed nowadays in my Katnas Amokhin at 3 p.m., 3 a.m. if I'm lucky. Get to bed around that, 2:30, 3 a.m. And sleep a few hours. Come for davening at 8 o'clock, whatever it is here. And it's fine. You know, I need a few hours and I can daven properly and then I can be somewhat normal during the Yom Tov Seder.
Right.
But these tzaddikim are on fire for Hashem, for the love of God, burning in hot like a flame, like a fiery fascist. Remember, we heard the idea of kesev and longing. Niksafti, the whole idea of yedid nefesh, we say yedid nefesh. Niksafti, the idea that all the kesev, all the longing, all the money, everything, all this tivus mamon should be used for an intense pining and desire for Hashem. And a longing to cleave to the blessed Ein Sof, the Davka Ba Ein Sof, Baruch Hu, Cholev Nefesh Ma'od, with all the heart and all your soul and with all your might. And this is what every day we say in Krishna, both sides of the heart should be on fire for Hashem. You should get to level Avraham Avinu, Chag HaPesach, Avraham Avinu. Yeah, we're already like 2 months now today, Purim Katan, before Pesach, already feeling the light of Pesach as we're getting Purim is Katan to Purim Godol to Gula Samet Gula, that's Purim Pesach, the Siyam of Shavuot. We're getting this fire for Hashem. This is the kind of Avos Hashem that Avraham Avinu put into his Einoch Lech, all the way down to us. But the way that Chabad is saying you generate it is through Esponinus Agadus Abori. So there's going to be another way, is through the fact that we have this love implanted in us. That's going to help us if we're not on the level to do it through the Koyach HaMach. The love will arise from the depth of the heart, that's from the right ventricle. And this will, in this right side of the heart, will be a love within wind, will be full and indeed overflowing. And it will overflow into the left part of the heart. That's the kind of Avos Hashem that Avraham Avinu is described, Avraham Ahuvi, by the Rambam. It says it was an overflowing love. So the point where it had to be the Shem Hashem of Kavod Shemaim, of sharing Kavod Shemaim into the whole world. And you see in the Torah, he constantly made these mizbechot, called out to Hashem wherever he went, he made a korban and called out to Hashem. This overflowing love for Hashem overflowed into everyone who came near him. And he was makarving the Shamas just by having such an intense Avos Hashem.
Right.
And it's Pashet Gam Bachalal Smuli, and this is happening within us, that this love for Hashem that's generated in the right side of the heart through this bonus, yeah, it causes us to overflow and mispashet also to the chalal smuli, to the left side of the heart. La'akfia le'sitra achva. And what's that doing? To crush. First we have to have achva, the sitra achva, for the hafcha, so we can transform it. Can't turn this left side of the b'chol avavcha. You're not going to get to the level where your left side of the heart is serving Hashem until you first la'akfia. You have to crush the left side of the heart. You have to rule over it.
Chaim Miller, HaKadosh, writes, subdue.
Yeah. Subdue, very good.
Subdues.
Crush, he says here, and subdue is pretty bad.
It says crush?
Yeah, it's not so good.
Violent.
It's a bit intense. It's sort of mayim, harayim shabor. So this is the element of water within the animal soul. That's for all the tivers. You know, the you want to be with your wife more than you need, or chas v'shalom other people, even worse. That kind of desire, that sexual drive, that is, it needs to be crushed, because it's the hardest part, the Sisoda Maim.
It's
all tivers. It's she tiver, she keeps no go, meaning the last emanating from keeper, or the tiver for food, these programs, you just want to fresh like an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And yeah, every meal you have to wear something new, and you have to this and that. It's like a whole, you know, Instagram profile status update or something.
Right, so this only goes to the Klipa Naga, meaning when our Nefesh Elikus, our right side of the heart, is overflowing with love for Hashem.
Transforming the Klipa Naga. Yeah, because we learned we can't really deal with Klipa's Gimel Klipa's Tumeis.
The Klipa's Gimel Tumeis.
That we're not involved. We're not doing any Asurim now. We're talking about our
Nefesh Elikus.
We're not talking Noshin Hora about Pesach programs. We're just trying to elevate the left side of the heart, which is through...
We're saying the Klipa Naga.
Yeah, through like the fact that we're having a coffee, L'Shem Shamayim, or whatever. Anything we're using in this world, we're elevating.
Right. Like when someone has a cigarette, L'Shem Shamayim.
And we're not getting so like it's such a good... I had a burger. I haven't had a burger for I don't know how long. My wife's not been well. I need to get a burger. Give some iron and protein into her goof. Yeah, she's doing teaching exercise. She needs it. So I go get a burger. So L'Shem Shamayim, also buy one.
Burger,
I don't know how L'Shem Shamayim it was, but I did. And I'm sure it's kosher. I was there. I watched the guy do the food. Looked good.
Burger's bar?
Yeah. And it was not normal good. When you haven't had one for like a year or something, because I'm not one of these guys. I'm also American. I don't like really eating meat. Yeah. So I'm eating this meat, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, this is L'Shem Shalom bias. I don't know what. But it was so tasty. When you haven't eaten something for so long,
right,
you appreciate it. But now I'm like, now I need to serve Hashem. So now the key will be, now what do I do with this energy? So I'm trying to, like, you know, putting it into being a nice person, which is a big hiddish sometimes. Oh, I'm going to do Birkas a Muslim with Kavana. Yeah?
Right, all right, yeah.
That also, to thank Hashem, thank Him, wow, look at this tanug you made. It says, L'shonasa l'hafko m'nsaneg olamazeh l'havas Hashem. And this is exactly what we're learning, to turn that element of water, the klipas noga, that lust, we have to transform it from a mundane pleasure to what? To love of Hashem. Which is what I was quoting before. Now, once you've first you've crushed it or subdued.
It's kafia.
It's kafia, but then
it's hapcha.
Hapcha, there we go. Thank you. Get my language right. It's kafia, and this famous Klein Chabad. You have to subdue, and then you can transform, which is like ben hafachu. It's like Purim day.
It's hapcha.
Yeah, it's a whole Purim lashon, but you can't get to it's hafcha. The ben hafachu Purim, Purim katan, Purim gadol, you can't get to this hafcha of transforming this world into ruchnias until what? Until you first had a skafia. So that's why we always have Tainus Esther before Purim. We always have Shovim before Purim. Shovim Tat before Purim.
Shovim Tat.
We have the Purim time to now transform, but we can't transform. People just want to just transform. You can't transform until you first have subdued. And that's what we did during these 8 weeks. We subdued our inclinations. Hashem knows what he's doing.
Meaning the same thing with the Gazans. We have to first subdue them or crush them.
Yeah.
And then only we can try to transform them into dirt.
Hainu. And very good. Hainu she'ale yavo v'yigiyel medregas ahava rabba v'chibo yisei medregas ahava azak v'shbe'esh. This transformation of the animal soul's lust, the love, entails rising to attain the level of Avarabba, this high level love. A love's a person who loves with his powerful love, like fiery flashes. V'hi nikras kosev ahava b'tanugim. This is the love of tanugim.
Oh, wait, one second.
A love which experiences delights in ruchnius. Yeah, ruchnius tanugim.
Right.
This anik al Hashem. This is the loshen. This anik al Hashem. Mayin olam haba. This is all Shabbistic. Yeah, that's what we do. And these are all varied levels of love. Avas Aza, Ava Rabba.
I want to just quickly
see. Avas Batanugim. You see these three levels? Ava Aza, Ava Rabba, Avat Batanugim. These are three levels of loving Hashem.
That's a Tanya.
Yeah.
Several experiences.
Perfect.
Of love
for Purim Kotzen, perfect. We're now able to Venus Hafcha. We're able to do the tikkun. Erev Shabbos. We're getting Shabbos to Tzava. We're going to everything back to Hashem, but that's because during the week we did a skafia. We subdued ourselves. We didn't fress like we do on Shabbos. Fine, I had a burger, but I was doing that Hashem Shemayim.
Says here the use of Hashem Shalom Bayis Levav, rather than the Lev. This is interesting. It says the reason why it says B'chol Levavcha with two bays is to suggest the presence of the two elements of your heart.
Sure.
With both your impulses, both the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, or the Nefesh Behemis and the Nefesh Elokut.
It's Anek Huba Maya Chachma, Seikum is Anek Besichlis Hashem, Yedirso, Kefir Saga Sikla Vachachmoso. The light is felt in the brain, containing Chachma and intelligence, perceiving and knowing Hashem, commensurate with the capacity of one's intelligence and wisdom. So the greater one's grasp of godliness, the greater his delight. He begins Hamayim Vizera. So you have the aspect of water and seed, or Zruah, the Kedushas Nefesh Elokis, the light that's sown in the holiness of the divine soul. That's what we say on Yom Kippur, or Zruah LeSadik Nishrei Lev Simcha. Yeah?
Wow.
It's Hafkas Latovet, so Bechinus Mayim, Shibbe Nefesh Bahemius, Shemehem Boer Taivis Sanugi Alamazer, Mitachila, which transformed together the element of water in the animal soul from the lust for physical pleasure had previously arisen. We're just going to run and we'll come back to this.
We're running to
Shabbos. Shabbos, you have permission to run.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you knock a few things over. Bit of damage.
Someone told me this. Erev Shabbos was the time of the Chet Egel.
Yeah.
Not Chet, I'm sorry, the Chet Egel maybe, and also the Chet of the Adam ate. And so the reason why Shabbos Friday is so crazy. It's because it was the time where we brought, you know, Tohu into the world.
Yeah, that's where all the, I mean, every Erev Shabbos is a tikkun.
That's where Erev Shabbos is the tikkun for the Tohu that we
not,
brought
and
into
not
the
just
world.
Erev Shabbos today, but Erev Shabbos historically. We're now in the Ikvus de Mashiach, where Erev Shabbos in the 6,000 millennium.
Right.
So we're in the Erev Shabbos of the Erev Shabbos of the Erev Shabbos. So it's the most intense level of tikkun going on right now. And we're learning the Tanya, Erev Shabbos.
And the name of my band was called the Early Shabbos Band.
And we're now fixing up with the Inyan of Mayim Vizera. What? With the Or Zeruah B'Kedush Nefesh Elokis. And we're turning it into the God. B'Kedush Nefesh Elokis. B'Nefesh Abahemish B'Hem. Bo Taivis Tanu Galamazer Metchila. Just finish off with this Eitz Chaim. It's literally two more lines. Kamo Shekosu Eitz Chaim Shanun Perek Gimel Shem Azor Sherana Hafach Lios Tov B'Gomo. The bad becomes good completely. Kamo Yetzah Tov Mamish. Vasir begodim hasoim mamenu, and you remove the unclean garments, shehem tanugala mazer, and these are the pleasure of this world, shehi malbush behem, which we had been clothed. Now we're going to clothe ourselves in clean garments. Chen shah kol midas shebelev, the divine soul, similarly all the other emotions of the heart, which are options of fear and love, be dedicated to what? Shein anfa yir v'ahava yir la shem levado. That's where we got to get to. Bilti Lashem Levada. Rav Sima used to scream out, Bilti Lashem Levada.
I went to Rav Sima and he goes, Ein Oy Levada. Efez Ulaso.
Efez Hashem. No Tase. Blas
Tase. And he'd go like this. He'd go like this. Ein
Oy. Yeah, but he mamish is internalized to the point where it's all his avenue is completely dedicated to all of Hashem.
One of the things I took from him when he said that, when I went to him that time, was that but then it's funny, I heard it from someone else before. Yeah. He goes, Aleinu l'shabeach, it's not tefillat ha'darach.
Yeah, that's true.
That was this thing he was telling us.
Shama Kat spoke about it also. We need to machshav aleinu
l'shabeach. Oh, I gotta go. My daughter is the ima shel Shabbat.
Oh, you gotta go.
And she's
we'll finish off.
We'll finish Perek. Off.
In the new week.
Sunday with a fire, with a breath.
Ain't no, levadoi.